Okay, good Erev Shabbos to everybody. So Shavuot of Parshas Kisisa is really about, in some ways, the aftermath of the Egel and the Luchos Hashnios, which, as we discussed extensively, were really lichvodan shel Moshe. They were given bitznios, they had Moshe's personal stamp on them. But the result of all of this was that a gap developed from this point forward between Moshe and Klal Yisrael, you know, that really hadn't existed previously. There was always, I guess, some tension, especially when Moshe comes back from Midian. Let's say Scherav Biadam Lehargenu, they're accused of initially Moshe and Aaron. But here we're talking about a spiritual gap where the Jewish people have really, Vayisnatsu B'nei Yisrael Edyo Mihar Chorev, and Moshe has experienced, even though Kilo Yirani Ha'adam V'chai V'ra'isas Achorai Ufanai Le'yirao, and that is a direct bridge to Shavi, Minayin Zach Moshe LeKarni Ahod Minha Me'ara Shenemar V'sakosi Chapi Alechad Ovri. And these karni ho generate a gap between Moshe and Bnei Yisrael vayiru migesh haselav. So the psukim say the following: Vayom Radonai Moshe k'sov l'cha sadvarim ha'ele ki al pi advarim ha'ele karati t'cha bris v'es Yisrael. This is the makar for Chazal's waxing poetic about al pi advarim ha'ele, the Torah shaval peh, the bris in Yisrael is really krusa al Torah shaval peh. Vayisham Radonai arbim yom arbim laila lacham l'vachal mayim Moshe asa. That's the part of the Aliyah that I really want to focus on, that Moshe himself was unaware of the fact that his face was radiant miziv hashchina. Migesh Selav, even Aharon was, deeply intimidated. Vayikra lehem Moshe, vayishuv elav Aharon, v'chol nisim beyda, vayidaber Moshe alehem. Rashi says this is a reference to Gemara in Erevin, Daf and Dalet. The Seder Halimud, the Ramban says, is that Moshe was, he saw them backing up, and diber alehem Moshe divrei shalom, besara meslichas avonam, v'vulucho shahori, v'achareichin roo, kol b'nei Yisrael, ki medaber min anisiyim, that Moshe, of course, was reaching out, but divrei shalom, he didn't want them to back away from him. He wanted to try to bridge the gap a little bit, but still, there was that sense of yira and pachad that would never truly be alleviated. This is what the Ramban is referring to, right? Once they saw that, you could speak to Moshe and not, and survive the experience, Rashi points out, this is an indication of just how far Klal Yisrael had fallen. They were able to experience all of the Aseres Hadibros and Maimon Har Sinai, and now they can barely even speak to Moshe. Vayirum migesh haselav. Rashi quotes, Bo re'e kam begidola kocha shel aveira, sh'ad shelo pashti yidein baveira, ma'u omer, umari kibod Hashem k'yesh v'chalas b'rosh ha'ar li'nei b'nei Yisrael, v'lo yireim v'lo mizdazim, mish'asu asa ego, af mikarni hodo shel Moshe, hei martim mizdazim. Right, they couldn't stand even that right dilute form of the Ziv Hashchina that was radiating out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, it's interesting. No, the Torah never says anybody ever said anything to him. The Ramban speculates maybe somebody did tell him. Maybe Moshe intuited it when the people were backing up. Ramban writes. Vinasan al padav masve kim izbonin b'shuvu achor, not b'shuvu, but b'shuvu, plural, meaning when the people backed up, ki karan or panav, ohi gidulo, v'achar shesiper maisa yamu, amar vo Moshe, v'zo inin ahove, lomar shenahog kain kol yamim imahem. So the Ramban says, look, maybe somebody did tell him, maybe Moshe just intuited it from the fact that they were backing up. They must be backing up for something. Interesting, the Chizkuni speculates that Moshe, there's another daya that it wasn't Minah Me'ara, but from the Luchos themselves, that Moshe came down with the Luchos, and Moshe thought that the illumination that he was experiencing himself as he was coming down Har Sinai the second time was actually a product of the Luchos. He didn't actually realize that it was a din at that point in the Gavra. So Moshe v'yitin al panav masveh, right, ever sensitive to the needs of the people, so he covers his face, right? Apparently he didn't complain too much about putting on something to cover his face if it was good for the people around him. V'hamei v'nyavin. Uvevo Moshe l'ifnei Adonai d'daber yitel yasiris ha-masveh ad seiso v'yatzav d'ibrel b'nei Yisrael eis asher yitzuvah. The only time Moshe was not wearing the masveh was when he was communicating with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, receiving Torah or transmitting Torah. V'yatzav d'ibrel b'nei Yisrael eis asher yitzuvah. The Rav Moshe Feinstein develops this in the Darash Moshe, that, Vayuei Nacharos es Moracha, that there shouldn't be an inclusion. The Rebbe should see the entire Talmud, right? You have to see the whole person. V'ro v'nei Yisrael es p'nei Moshe, ki karon or p'nei Moshe, v'yishiv Moshe samas v'epa al panav, ad bo'o l'daber itel. And so this is a strange story, on the one hand about Moshe's sensitivity, but on the other hand about an inexorable gap that has developed between Moshe and the rest of Klal Yisrael. Again, as I mentioned, the part of the Aliyah that I just wanted to dwell on for a moment here in conclusion is Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav bedabro ito, that Moshe was somehow unaware of this. You know, it's mashalama davar dome. You can ask yourself the following question. We certainly take it as axiomatic that Miriam Hanaviyah had only the best of intentions when she committed the grave sin of Lashon Hara against Moshe, but the Dabi Miriam Aaron Moshe, Ala Odos Haisha Kushis Asher Lakach, Ki Isha Chushis Lakach, that grave sin that Miriam committed was a product of the fact that Miriam had this unwavering belief in the value of family. In fact, you know, going back to the Gemara in Sota, Vayilach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikachas Bas Levi, Halach Ba'atzas Bito, that Moshe only existed because of Miriam's insistence that we don't break up our families and that we demonstrate resilience under the most dire of circumstances. She just couldn't conceive how Moshe, of all people, could think to break up his family. But he asked an elementary question. If Miriam's contention was, Harak ach b'Moshe diber Hashem alo gam banu diber, Vayishma Hashem, and Madua lo yireisim l'daber b'avi b'Moshe, pel pel daber b'av v'mar v'lechidos, why would Miriam, a person of her stature, make such an elementary mistake, such as arguing that if you, Aharon, are a Navi, if I, Miriam, am a Neviah, then by and we can keep family lives, then, you know, it should surely follow that Moshe should, right? Wasn't Miriam aware that not every piano player is Mozart, and not every author is Steinbeck or Shakespeare? Maybe not to equate those two. So was she not aware that there are gradations of nevuah? So I think the answer is really in the psukim themselves. Va'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adamah. It was very hard to tell with Moshe because Moshe's anivos and snios was so successful that he simply didn't project this. And it gave people, I'm not saying that he was overlif naiver, but there was like a pischon pad that people didn't understand. Even his own sister didn't understand. Madu lo yireisim adaber ba'avdi b'moshe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the need to say, lo chein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi ne'manu. So if you want to get, I think, a glimpse into the overwhelming quality of Moshe's tznios and his anivos, right? Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav b'dabro ito. It didn't occur to him. It wasn't like Moshe was suppressing, you know, his ego this whole time, and you know he was reminding himself, and you know, doing chazara and Hilchos Deos Perek Beis about the importance of, you know, going ad hakatzei ha'achron and anivos. It's that Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav b'dabro ito. It didn't occur to him. It wasn't about him. He wasn't thinking along those lines. This is Vayish Moshe anav ma'od mikol adam asher al pnei adamah. So as the Ramban says, either somebody told him or they saw them backing up. So he immediately vayitein al panav masveh. He didn't want people to be uncomfortable, but that's the, you know, he only did it for them. There was no sense of you know, Moshe imagining, even after the experience of the Luchos Hashnios, that Moshe was somehow superior. He had just saved Klal Yisrael. He had just rescued the Torah for Klal Yisrael. But he comes down, and the Torah testifies, Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav b'dabro ito. Wherever you think it came from, min haluchos, min ha-me'ara, whatever the source was, it was clearly a reflection of Moshe's elevated stature relative to Klal Yisrael. And yet, Moshe lo yada ki karan or panav b'dabro ito, a shiur in Vayish Moshe anav ma'od nikol adam asher al pnei ha'adamah. Good job, everybody.